Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. Our number today, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. We'll get your calls in our second segment, and we will be speaking with Amanda Hainline at the bottom of the hour. Her book, Feel Better in 5 Minutes, an empowered guide to gain control over your emotions. Amanda Hainline at the bottom of the hour. Your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All the longevity products are up on all our websites, as well as a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a home-based business, if you want to be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement business, if you want to looking for a win-win business opportunity, if you're an entrepreneur, you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, you want to work out of your home, or if you just want to get your products at the wholesale price, hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 if you want to speak to a real live person, 866-735-2470, or head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com and hit the Join the Team link and start yourself a home-based business and help change the world at the most powerful and fundamental and basic level there is, which is the level of good health and nutrition. 866-735-2470, or go to our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Our number today on The Bright Side, 844-236-6010, Amanda Hainline at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk about emotions and how to gain control over emotions. Her book, Feel Better in 5 Minutes, Amanda Hainline. At the bottom of the hour, your calls next segment. All right, so we have been talking about polysaccharides, long chains of sugar with lots of spaces in between. That's what makes polysaccharides so fascinating and so functional. They've got lots of spaces. Long chain, think of a necklace, long chain, like a necklace spread out. That's what a polysaccharide is. It's a long chain, like a necklace, kind of. And has lots of little nooks and crannies in it. And these little nooks and crannies can hold things, particularly atoms, particularly oxygen atoms. And also, these little nooks and crannies allow these polysaccharides to interact with water. And that's what makes them so functional, their ability to interact with water, as well as to interact with oxygen. Polysaccharides are gelling agents. They make things gel via their interaction with water. And when these gelling agents interact with water, they create an entirely different kind of water, a highly electromagnetic water, a form of water that's referred to as structured water. We've talked about this before.
Structured water is a type of water that allows for the conductivity of electrical energy very effectively, and it makes it really makes these polysaccharides really important for cell communication, especially for neurology. Polysaccharides play a major role in the nervous system. They play a major role in the health of the brain. I was just reading an article somewhere here where I have it here about the importance of polysaccharides for cognitive health issues, for dementia, for diseases like Huntington's disease, Huntington's chorea, which is a neurotransmitter, a neurological type of disease. And then there's the relationship between these polysaccharides and galectin, G-A-L-E-C-T-I-N. Galectin is a molecule that is found in high levels. It's a predictive molecule. In fact, if they notice galectin-3 in high amounts in the bloodstream, they can assume that there's some kind of inflammatory process that's going on. Elevated galectin levels are associated with short aging, short lifespan, with accelerated aging, with inflammatory diseases, with cancer. In fact, every single health challenge that you can name is linked to elevated levels of galectin. From the International Journal of Molecular Sciences, February 2018, headline, Galectin 3, one molecule for an alphabet of diseases from A to Z. But that tells you that every single disease you can name, every single long-term chronic disease you can name, has an element of elevated galectin. And that makes it so important for prediction, number one. You can predict the tendency, or you can predict the lifespan of an animal by measuring galectin-3, or the tendency towards disease by measuring galectin-3. Galectin-3 regulates basic cellular functions, especially involving how cells react with each other, interact with each other, how cells grow, how cells proliferate, how cells differentiate, which means how cells mature. And most especially, galectin-3 regulates inflammation. So it's not surprising that galectin, which is a protein, is going to be involved in the development of all human diseases, including cancer, including diabetes, including neurological disease, including autoimmunity, including chronic inflammation, and including, as we said yesterday, fibrosis. Which is really kind of interesting, because polysaccharides, which are anti-galectin, are also anti-fibrosis. Polysaccharides, via their ability to attract water, moisturize and lubricate, keep things moving in a smooth and efficient manner, keep messages and neurological communication and hormones and biochemistry moving in a very efficient and fluid manner. The body has to be fluid. It's no accident that polysaccharides are found in abundance in ocean animals, ocean creatures, marine creatures. In fact, marine creatures are being explored as a source of medicine for helping heal diseases, especially things like cancer, as well as accelerated aging, and also for skincare. The skincare business is obsessed with ingredients and components that are found in ocean critters, including very basic ocean critters like algae and planktons. Why? Largely because of polysaccharides, these long-chain sugars. Of course, the most famous marine polysaccharide is fucoidin. Longevity distributors have been talking about fucoidin for at least 15 years, since my friends Ray and Yolanda brought the Fucoid Z and the Z Radical to the Longevity line of products. Fucoid Z and the Z Radical feature fucoidin. Fucoidin is a polysaccharide. It provides lubricity. Think about what a polysaccharide does in an ocean creature. An ocean creature lives in the ocean, obviously. It's an ocean creature. And it has an ability to act like a bridge between the sun and water. How does it act like a bridge between the sun and the water? Well, the sunlight, photons, hit the algae, let's say, hit the ocean creature, hits the algae, and then the water is sucked up, the ocean water is sucked up into the algae via the polysaccharides. The polysaccharides in the water, the polysaccharide water complex, interacts with the photons, the photonic or the light energy that comes from the sun, to create a highly electromagnetic system. And this is why plankton are the fundamental food for all of life via the food chain. It wouldn't seem like a whale to get much energy but from plankton, a tiny little algae, a tiny little cell, but because of their highly electromagnetic processing ability, their ability to handle electrical information via the polysaccharides, these plankton provide incredible amounts of energy, enough energy to sustain the largest creature on the planet, which is a whale.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the tax doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Line's open, 484-423-6610. We'll get your calls in just a sec. If you're on hold, hang on. Amanda Hainline will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about her book, Feel Better in 5 Minutes, an empowering guide to gain control of your emotions. We talk a lot about the physical health in the program and the challenges of being healthy from a physical perspective. But in a way, emotions are even more important than the physical body. We know that physical disease can follow emotional breakdown, and learning how to handle your emotions is probably, I don't know, maybe the most important thing you could do to take care of your health. Certainly, understanding the power of your thoughts, understanding the link between spirituality and physicality is important, and of course, nutritional supplementation and exercise and movement and all the physical strategies we talk about on the Bright Side are critical, but emotions play a major role in how well, how healthy the body is. I can always tell if somebody is dealing with a health challenge and they're taking all the supplements and they're gluten-free, as people say, and they're exercising and they're doing everything correctly from a physical perspective, but they're not getting better or they're plateauing. They get better for a little bit and then they plateau. Usually, there's something emotional or there's something mental, and I consider the mental and emotional aspects of being to be two sides of the same coin. There's usually something from an emotional or mental perspective, a mental slash emotional perspective that's percolating in the background. So if you're out there, and I know I talk to a lot of folks who are doing everything right. They got all their supplements and they're exercising and they're making sure that they're eating correctly and they're doing everything they're supposed to do from a physical perspective, but they still have cataracts or they still have diabetes or they still have blood sugar problems. They can't figure out why. The chances are pretty good they're not addressing something emotional or something mental that's percolating in their life. How do you deal with your emotions? Well, first of all, you got to understand what emotions are. Emotions are energy in motion, something that wants to move. We tend to suppress our emotions. We don't allow our emotions to move. And when an emotion is suppressed, that energy goes somewhere. And it usually goes into, it usually leads to the disruption of some kind of cellular chemistry. An emotion is a labeled feeling. That's what an emotion is. Sometimes people wonder, what is the difference between an emotion and a feeling? Feeling is somatic. Feelings in the body. An emotion is a link between a thought and a feeling. It's like a bridge. An emotion is the connection between thoughts and feelings. Feelings don't have words. Feelings are somatic. They're not labeled. An emotion is a label to a feeling. It's a way we think about our feelings. Thinking is words. Somatic feelings are wordless. When you label a feeling, you create an emotion. That's what an emotion is. It's a labeled feeling, period, end of story. And learning how to understand emotions, or learning how to deal with emotions, I should say, is critical to staying healthy. And learning how to deal with emotions is as simple as labeling, as relabeling. Sometimes people say reframing. Reframing or relabeling, or somehow understanding the labeling process is the key to dealing with emotions. We will talk to Amanda Hainline at the bottom of the hour. Her book, Feel Better in 5 Minutes, A Empowering Guide to Control, to gain control over your emotions. And then we'll get your calls here momentarily, 844-236-6010. So polysaccharides, these long chains of sugar, somehow have an ability to hold on to oxygen, hold on to water, hold on to electrical energy. And polysaccharides in the ocean, from the ocean, allow small creatures, very small creatures, cellular creatures really, plankton, phytoplankton, zooplankton they call them, phytoplankton or zooplankton, as well as very tiny fish, which are polysaccharide rich, to absorb water from the ocean. And then that water is kind of held in place by the polysaccharides. And then the sunlight hits that water that's held in place and it creates an electrically charged system. That electrically charged system acts as a primary food source for the largest creatures on Earth. That's how whales can achieve the incredible sizes they achieve by simply eating these tiny little creatures, partially because these tiny little creatures have an incredible amount of electrical and photonic energy, which is facilitated by these polysaccharides. What does that mean for you? Well, it means by eating polysaccharides, you can facilitate, number one, electrical energy, number two, how water is trapped, and number three, superconductivity, or the ability of energy to move very, very quickly without friction by virtue of the structuring capacity or the structuring ability of these polysaccharides, the ability of these polysaccharides to structure water and create this almost like solid water. That's what structured water is. It's like a solid water. It's a water that has a certain solidity that allows energy to move really quickly without friction from point A to point B. It's called superconductivity. And it's all facilitated by polysaccharides. What does that mean? Eat your polysaccharides. You can eat them supplementally from beta-glucan and from fucoid Z and Z-radical, or you can make sure that you're getting lots of fruits and vegetables. That's the best way to get your polysaccharides, is to make sure that you're eating lots and lots of fruits and vegetables. Pectin, of course, is one of the most awesome of the polysaccharides. We've spent a lot of time talking about pectin, but beta-glucan, fucoidin, and many other polysaccharides that are found in fruits and vegetables that we haven't named, but you can rest assured are abundant in things that grow out of the earth. Also, for that matter, algae is a great way to get your polysaccharides, and ocean products or ocean foods. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Amanda Hainline coming up next. Let's go to the phone, say good morning to Dorian. Dorian, what's up, Dorian? Good morning.
I am well, Ben. I just wanted to find out if activated charcoal will be helpful.
If what?
Activated
charcoal, yeah.
Will be helpful for persons addicted to drugs and alcohol.
Addiction is very interesting. Activated charcoal is great for detoxification, so it may help clean out drugs. Excuse me. You don't ever want to take activated charcoal. Is a great supplement to take, but not when you're taking it with other nutrients or when you're taking it with medication, because it'll clear all that stuff out quickly. But it's a great just all around supplement because it's so wonderfully detoxifying. But addiction is a coping strategy. We fall into addictive behaviors when we're trying to deal with life. It's a way that we cope with the inevitable ups and downs, the inevitable downs, basically, of life. Addiction is kind of like a crutch, a Band-Aid, if you will. And until you deal with what you're with the wound that the Band-Aid is trying to heal, it's very difficult to deal with an addictive behavior. That's why they tell you once an addict, always an addict. Because most strategies for dealing with addiction don't address the cause of the addiction. And that's why people in AA have such a hard time. They say one day at a time. Because they're constantly fighting this urge to drink. Why are they fighting the urge to drink? Because they haven't dealt with the problem that's causing the drinking. I'm just using alcohol as one example, but it's true about all addictions. We go into addictive behaviors as a way of self-soothing, as a way of nurturing ourselves, as a way of healing ourselves. Yes, it's dysfunctional, and it's in the long run, it can kill you and certainly can cause illness, and it's not a good thing. But in the short term, it's a way of dealing with trauma. Basically, behind all addictive behaviors, there's some kind of trauma that we're trying to deal with. So until you address that trauma, that fundamental trauma, which usually involves something in childhood or even in infancy, you're not going to be able to handle an addictive behavior, and that's why recidivism, people go, you know, they quit and then they just go back to their addictive behavior. The recidivism rate is so high with addictive behaviors, and that's why they say once an addict, always an addict, and this whole one day at a time kind of attitude. Call back tomorrow. We'll talk about addiction. It's one of my favorite subjects. All right. That's it for this segment. Amanda Hainline coming up next. We're going to talk about emotions and how to master your emotions with Amanda Hainline.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Let me be clear. Any American who wants to come home We will get you home.
President Biden in August. Human Rights Watch in Afghanistan is reporting the Taliban have killed or forcibly disappeared over 100 former members of Afghan security forces that helped U.S. forces in country. Taliban promises of an amnesty with no retributions for all that registered was met with different outcomes. Taliban spokesman Inamullah Samanagani told the New York Times the ruling Afghan group was fully committed to the amnesty and that such killings are on rogue fighters trying to settle old scores. A Texas court has forced the Biden administration to reinstate the Remain in Mexico policy this week. Mexico has yet to sign off on reinstating the program, which could push back its implementation. Well, here's a fun fact. It was warmer in Denver, Colorado Monday afternoon than in most cities in Florida. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
With very little notice, some schools across America decided to close their doors because teachers are burnt out. Erica Sanzi with the Parents Defending Education on Fox News explains schools closing their doors makes them non-essential, and the money for schools should go to the parents to make other arrangements.
Yeah, this is a major problem. Certainly the unions are at play in some of these decisions. We know that these days off were negotiated by unions and districts. So, number one, we can't ever ignore the influence that they play. But I think that there's a major problem here in that in a lot of these cities, these schools were already closed either most or all of last year. So parents are in no mood right now to hear about last minute closures and also then to have to sort of listen to the reason being teacher burnout and teacher mental health days, not because they don't acknowledge that this has been a very difficult time for teachers, but that it completely ignores what this has done to families and parents and caregivers who often don't get paid if they don't get to work,
right.
You know, can't go to work because their kids are home, you know, don't have benefits if they're not able to go to work and are scrambling at the last minute, especially when they have young children at home. I actually would think about this more in the sense of do we or do we not believe that public schools are an essential service? Because right now, if a building does not open its doors 5 days a week to students, then it can't call itself an essential service.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back on the bright side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. We've got a search box up. If you miss a program or want to review a subject or share a topic with a friend or loved one, head to brightsideben.com. It's got 11 years, going on 12 years of archived information, daily programs, lots of great health information on our website, plus the longevity products at brightsideben.com, and join the team link that you can click on if you want to start a home-based business. You'll find the longevity products and a join the team link up at pharmacistben.com, my blog, as well as our videos and news stories and blog posts and interviews at criticalhealthnews.com. We've got all the longevity products on all the websites, as well as join the team link, join the team links that you can click on if you want to start a home-based business for a one-time fee. You can be in business for yourself,
and be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement deal. Just get your products at sell price if that's all you want. Call 866-735-2470 if you want to speak to a real-life human being, or head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, and click on the Join the Team link, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Also want to remind you to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated by myself in my compounding pharmacy for healing the skin. Healing equals beauty, as we say on the Bright Side. And that's why we have 2,000-plus 4- and 5-star reviews. Take a look at them at truthreviewed, with a D, truthreviewed.com. And you can purchase our Truth Skin Health products at Truth Treatments, with an S, truthtreatments.com. We've got specials running all through the end of November and into December at Truth Treatments, with an S, truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, I am looking forward to speaking to our guest today. Amanda Hainline is the author of a book, Feel Better in 5 Minutes, an empowering guide to gain control over your emotions. It's a Bible of short, fast, and proven energy fix for whatever ails you, depression, anxiety, pain, disconnection, loss, trauma, or the overall blahs. We talk a lot about physical health on the program, but nothing trumps emotional health. Nothing is more important than emotional health. Certainly mental health and spiritual health, spiritual well-being play a role in how our bodies show up, but nothing is more important than emotional well-being, in my humble opinion. Please welcome suburban mom and full-blown psychic, Amanda Hainline, to the Bright Side. Hey, Amanda.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be here again. How are you doing today?
Yes. Thank you for joining us. So, full-blown psychic, huh? What does that mean, full-blown psychic?
Well, I was just, you know, a regular mom, and I went to an energy healer, and I went from being, you know, just kind of in my own little world, kind of burn into this world of being psychic, you know, hearing voices, having premonitions, all of that. And it was a matter of about 30 seconds during an energy work session, and my life completely got turned upside down as a result, as you can imagine.
Wow.
So it was pretty traumatic, and it was difficult for several months. It was, my mental health very much suffered, and I had to really work on getting a grip on my new reality in about a 6 month time span is about how long it took me to get my bearings.
Did your psychic awakening, if we can call it that, did it lead to the book?
Yes, it did. I had that about 15, 16 years ago. And after I had that awakening and started realizing that I was kind of put on this planet to help people heal in the energetic and emotional space, this book came as a result of really working with people over that amount of time. And then the pandemic last year, I had a lot of people on my feeds saying that they were suffering mentally from the isolation, and they were feeling all of these emotions kind of around in the air, and they couldn't get a grip on their life because no one could get out and do the things that they normally did, and it just was really turning their lives upside down. So that's really what led me to write this book and help people to understand that they can actually be empowered in their emotional space, even if they're feeling something that doesn't feel good to them, if they're having anxiety or depression. Those are just signals that they can actually be empowered by and take control of their emotional states by releasing these emotions rather than carrying them around and viewing that as their identity.
Do you think that as a culture we don't appreciate the importance of healthy emotions as much as we focus on physical health and well-being? Like, I'm thinking about the lockdowns. Like, everybody's staying, you know, the powers that be want people staying in their house to avoid infection or avoid contact with some kind of microbe, but they're ignoring all of the emotional impacts, the suicides, the addiction, the depression, all the things that are associated with being locked in the house and being isolated from other human beings.
I agree. It really is something that I believe, you know, the blessing of the lockdown, as far as, you know, everyone being stuck in their homes and all of those things, is that emotional and mental health has really been brought more and more to the forefront, and people are starting to realize that emotional health is extremely important. And being locked in a house by yourself, you know, all of your emotional space and all of those things really come to the surface. So it's allowed us to really shine a spotlight on that. And yes, I believe that, you know, mental health and emotional health, spiritual health has really been pushed to the back burner for so many years, because we focus on what we eat and working out and, you know, keeping our physical body healthy, but ignoring the other pieces really, really does put us at a deficit. So this has allowed us to shine a spotlight on that, which I think has really been wonderful.
What is the relationship, in your opinion, between all the stuff that you talk about, the psychic stuff that you discuss, and emotions?
Well, there's a lot to draw correlations from. Really, in my line of work, what I realize is that everything really starts at an energetic level. We have this body, mind, spirit. Everybody's really kind of aware of that triad. You've heard it before. And everything starts as this energetic signature. You know, all of our traumas are energetic signatures. They're emotional signatures. And if we don't deal with those pieces energetically and emotionally, what happens eventually is those become physical ailments, because our body stores all of that energy and it gets stuck in our organs. It gets stuck in different places in our physical bodies, and the energy can't move. It's kind of like you don't have circulation. You don't have energetic circulation in those parts of your body, and it becomes just locked down, and those organs and physical parts of your body can't function. That can settle into your, you know, different organs and your joints and bones and different things like that. So it's something that I've seen over time with clients, is if they have physical ailments and I start talking to them and digging into, hey, well, what's been going on in your life? What kind of traumas have you had? Patterns start to show up. Patterns start to show up as far as links between emotional health and physical health, because they haven't dealt with the emotional patterns, not realizing that that's eventually going to impact them physically.
Emotion, energy, emotion. So it says it right there, emotion. It's right in the word emotion. Emotion.
Absolutely. Movement.
So I see what you think of this. I believe that all chronic disease has an emotional component, not once in a while or not occasionally, but all of it. And that chronic disease is the end result of some kind of emotional breakdown. And I'm not saying chronic, things that don't heal, because the body's supposed to heal. But when it doesn't heal, there's some kind of emotional link to that. Do you think? Do you agree with that?
Absolutely, yes. I absolutely believe that. And that's what I've found over the years as well with clients, is that there's always an emotional component to their physical ailment.
Hang on to that thought, because I want to talk about some solutions when we come back. Amanda Hayline is with us. Her book, Feel Better in 5 Minutes. More with Amanda on the Bright Side right after this.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing the minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we are back on the bright side. We're talking to Amanda Hanlein. Her book, Feel Better in 5 Minutes, an empowering guide to gain control over your emotions. So, Amanda, before I went to break, I was saying how I personally believe that all chronic disease, diseases that don't heal, that is, illnesses that don't heal, has some kind of emotional component somewhere that's not being addressed. And I want to get into some of the solutions and how we can help deal with that. But before we do that, talk a little bit about addictions and how addictions fit into this equation, and what is the relationship between emotions or unhealthy emotions and addictive behaviors.
Addictive behaviors definitely have an emotional component. You know, as we know, you know, we do view addiction, alcoholism, things like that, as an illness, as a disease. It's something that people tend to have propensity for addictive behavior. Certain people do and certain people don't. But really, it comes out of a need to have connection with something. And when people don't have a connection, a strong connection with themselves as a person internally, and they don't have those relationships in their lives, they form a relationship with some sort of substance because it gives them that dopamine response and that oxytocin response that relationships would give you, that love would give you, things like that. People are craving those things, and they struggle with those components. And then there's the chemical imbalances and all of those things that come with these addictive tendencies. So if we can get in and look at the traumas and different things people have suffered in their lives and why they've been kind of led to these addictive tendencies, we can start to unravel the process of addiction and that disease. So it's really key to really get in and look at those trauma pieces that people have suffered.
So an addictive drive, is a dysfunctional way of connecting or forming a relationship to something? Is that what you're saying?
Right. Yeah. That's what I've kind of discovered in working with people that have addictive tendencies. You know, they tend to have had a lot of trauma. They feel alone in their lives, a lot of them. Even people that are surrounded by family oftentimes say, well, I just feel so alone. I feel so isolated. No one understands me, that sort of thing. And it usually comes from trauma, some sort of abuse when they were a child, I've found. So digging in and really understanding where the root of that addiction comes from is very important.
I found that there's a nurturing element that's lacking, and that the addictive behavior is a way of self-nurturing when nurturing at a young age wasn't present. What do you think of that?
Yes, absolutely. It's oftentimes with abandonment that doesn't have to necessarily mean physical abandonment. It can be emotional abandonment if they had a parent or parents that were not there for them, that didn't listen to them, you know, that kind of thing. It's a self-nurture technique that people are looking for something to fill that void. It's a void that they're trying to fill, and it's an empty hole with substances, you know, over time.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's talk about some solutions, because your book has answers. It's not just doesn't just talk about the problem. There's answers in there. So tell us a little bit about what can somebody do if they suspect or they know that there's an emotional component to their diabetes or to their autoimmune disease or, God forbid, their cancer or their heart disease. What can somebody do to address their physical ailment from an emotional perspective?
Well, I think the first thing to understand is that it's taken years and years to build this up. So there's, you know, while we would love to have a quick fix for everything, there are layers and layers to these emotional components once it reaches a physical state, especially if it's chronic. So really understanding that there is an emotional component to begin with, and then not being hard on yourself for the fact that there is one. What I found with people is that when they say, you know, I don't know what's wrong with me, I'm just angry, I'm just anxious, that kind of thing, it's they think that that's the personality. And what I tell people is, you know, your emotions are not who you are. They're meant to move through you. They're meant to be an experience, and they are separate from you. It's just like clouds moving through the sky. It's not something you're meant to hold on to as your identity. So that's the first thing. And then not being guilty for having those emotions. So emotions are part of what makes us human. So understanding that emotions are actually a blessing, and it's a sign of something deeper. So understanding those things first, and then starting to release those emotional states. And like I said, they're in layers. So just calling those up. If you have kind of a what I call a go-to emotion, if you wake up every morning anxious or angry, that kind of thing, or if you're just in pain, say, you know, just setting the intention, I choose to release this emotion and whatever it's attached to, and just envision that emotion floating up and out of your body. And it's a process of doing that. And by saying whatever it's attached to, emotions are really in a network. They're in an energetic network in your subconscious, in your energy system. So as you say, and whatever it's attached to, you're getting little deeper bits of those emotional connections all the time, connected to those traumas, connected to those deeper processes that have kind of caused you to come to this physical ailment state. So that's the first process. And then there's techniques in the book to help you dive deeper into those kind of strings of emotional and traumatic processes so that you can start to release the deeper states of emotion. But by just doing it on the surface first, it actually helps to release the emotional charge, so you're not getting in and reliving those emotions as you're going through the deeper processes. It's being released over time. So I encourage people to do just the basic processes first, just to release the surface emotions, because those are attached to deeper things. And then after doing that for a couple of weeks, you can start to dig deeper into those emotional states and into those traumas through the techniques in the book.
Now, it seems to me like, and I talked about this before earlier in the program before you came on, that feelings and emotions are different in the sense that feelings are somatic, they're in the body, and then we label those feelings good and bad, good or bad, or we make up a story associated with those feelings, and then that's what we call an emotion. So that there's this element of languaging and of words and of explanation that's associated with emotions that can be changed or modified so that we can have a different experience. What do you think of that?
I agree. I think that's very true. You know, in our just in our experience, you know, you have emotions that feel good and emotions that don't feel good. And viewing those as just an experience experience versus labeling them as, oh, I shouldn't be angry at that person for what they did, or I shouldn't be depressed. Everything's wonderful around me. Why do I feel this way? You know, we tend to beat ourselves up for the emotions that we're feeling rather than, oh, this emotion is a signal that I can get deeper and really start empowering myself with this emotion to get to those deeper traumas, to get to those deeper feelings so that I can feel better in my daily life. It's using those as a signal and actually being grateful for that emotion rather than having guilt about that emotion or beating ourselves up for having those emotions that don't feel good, because everyone wants to feel good, you know, but digging in and really using those as an empowering thought process versus something that we are down on ourselves for is really important.
Even more fundamentally, Amanda, a feeling is just a feeling. It's not good or bad. It doesn't have anything associated with it. It's just a feeling. It's a tingle. It's like a in your belly or in your throat or in your chest. It's just a feeling. That gets labeled good or bad. If you're on a roller coaster and you're a kid, you'll say it's good. If you're on a plane and you're a person, you'll say it's bad. Or an adult, you'll say it's bad. But the feeling is the same. It's the label that's different. And good or bad is a labeling, is a function of labeling, not a function of feeling. So can't we just change our label? Can't we just say, okay, here's this tingle, and that's excitement rather than fear?
Exactly.
That's where our power is.
Yes, exactly, exactly. Really shifting our inner dialogue and recognizing that because we do, you know, we're hardwired to look out for things that are going to hurt us.
Yeah.
You know, so we tend to get anxiety over, oh, if we have a tingle or if we have a pain or that kind of thing. And it's like, that can't be good, you know. But viewing that as just, oh, that's a signal that, you know, that I need to have to do this or that. It doesn't have to be labeled good or bad. We tend to do that just in society because it's just easy to put things in buckets because humans like to label things,
right?
You know, because that's how we deal with life. But definitely, yes, just changing that inner dialogue with ourselves about what that feeling is really key.
It's all about the inner dialogue, it seems like to me. That's like the key to having a good life or a bad life, is your inner dialogue, the stories you're telling, basically, no?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. We're all about stories. You know, humans love stories, and we make up stories for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever you start to address the inner dialogue and start to have an awareness when you are talking negatively to yourself, and don't beat yourself up over it, just say, oh, you know, I'm hard on myself for that. Okay, I choose to change that. I choose to change that inner dialogue. But having the awareness is definitely the first step to changing that and just shifting the story around into something positive.
We're out of time, Amanda. AmandaHainline.com is the website. That's H-A-I-N-L-I-N-E. The book, Feel Better in 5 Minutes. Thanks, Amanda, for being on The Bright Side. And that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for being here. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.